I'm not going to go through Tifa Torah, number
30. Yes, said this is more than Maser de Noches. Yes, Perk Rabbi Loza and Rabbi Yochanan. The Amri is Rabbi. Both are saying, Torah nitna ba-40 yom. They are saying that Torah was given by 40 days. V'neshama notzra l'arba'im yom. So there is connection. It's not just numbers. Yes? Moshe Rabbeinu went up to even, it was 40 days till he accepted Luchot HaBrit, the Torah from Hashem. And also, then Shome, כתוב 40 יום קודם יצירת הוולד, יוצאת בת קול ואומרת בת פלויני לפלויני. Yes, so he's saying the neshama is created after 40 days. So what means maybe I don't know how to define that physically, but maybe that on the first 40 days, so this is part of the mother living because of the mother. After 40 days, that's already has its own
in the mother after she gave birth.
In the mother, yes. And after 40 days, so then the person is having his own life by himself, the baby.
Because it's a full baby.
Yes, yes. Not full.
No,
it takes a few months, it's 6-7 months, but this is already something which has heart, which pumping by itself. Okay. When Shama notzra l'arbaim yom. Kol ha-meshamer Torah, everyone which is keeping the Torah, nishmato mishtameret. Yes, the comparison is that the Torah is like the tool that your soul can be kept. Because she'no meshameret ha-Torah, en nishmato mishtameret. So if you are not kept, kilu. We said that there is nefesh ruach neshama, and neshama is the higher level. So neshama is like the tool or the way to have connection with Hashem. So you cannot have connection with Hashem if you are not learning Torah, have connection to the Torah. If you are keeping mitzvahs or learning Torah, that's way to bring holiness on yourself. That you can get back holiness on your soul. תנא דבר רבי ישמעאל משל לאדם שמסר ציפור דורו לחברו לשומרו. Someone gave his friend a beard to לשומרו, to keep it. אמר לי, מה אתה סבור שאם אתה מאבד אותו איסר אני נוטל ממך? בדמיה נשמתך אני נוטל ממך. עד כאן. So let's say someone had a parrot, very very expensive for him, very dear for him. So he had to go to journey. So ask his friend, can you keep my parrot? He say, yes, no problem. So say, but you must feed it every day. I say, no problem. So he warned him. You know, it's not just the parrot. It's not the wolf of 500 shekels for the beard. I have connection with him. That's inner connection, yes? Dear Balak, yes, how the Arab saying. Be careful that you won't lose it, yes? So the same thing, Kodesh Baruch Hu gave the soul. And he is warning us, be careful to keep your soul by the Torah. Yes, that's why both of them have the code of 40 days. Okay? בא לבאר, כמה גדול עונש המשכח והמאבד את התורה. That comes to explain what's the severe punishment for someone that is losing the Torah. ולא יאמר כי דברים אני משכח ומאבד. Yes, כמו שהערכנו בזה גם כן בפרק שני, עיין שם. So he cannot say, okay, everyone is losing sometimes things. Let's say I had 10 shekels, I lost it. I had a book, I lost some books on my life. Okay, so I lost my knowledge of Baba Kame. So no, you can't say that. That's life. That's not just an object outside. That's inner life of yourself. Ve'oma, ki ha-Torah nitna ba-40 yom. That's why Chazal making comparison of both of the code of 40 days 40 וזה מורה that comes to show כי אלו שני דברים דומים ביחד because there is similarity ודמיון שלהם כי התורה שכל נבדל מן הגשמי וכן הנשמה היא נבדלת לגמרי מן הגשמי the same as the Torah is separated from materiality also the soul is separated from materiality לפיכך that's why שניהם הם נבראים ב-40 יום that's why both of them were created by 40 days ואין לבאר not created that were given yes ואין לבאר אתם במקום זה מפני מה מיוחד לדבר זה 40 יום דווקא so you think that's not now I'm not going to explain the point of the number 40 וכבר התבאר שמזה אתם נמשל לאדם כמו הדק שהוא צריך אל המים שאי אפשר שיהיה הדק בלא מים saying that's why there is the Am Yisrael compared to fish there is a story on Chazal that the fox was going on the shore of the river yes and he saw the fish so he wanted to eat one of them okay so because he wanted to eat one of them he asked the fish ah well, what do you think about coming up to the to live together with me yeah. so saying so they answered him if on our place of life we are afraid of hunter that will take us will hunt us so on place that that's our death like outside of the water of course we are afraid yes so he's saying the same as the that's impossible for the fish to live without the water yes Larry we are in the middle you're here okay bye bye so the same as it's impossible for the fish to live without the water so the same thing the neshama which is separated from materiality צריכה אל התורה the neshama needs the Torah שהיא השכל האלוקי הנבדל והוא קיום לנשמה the Torah is like what makes the existence of the soul וכבר בארנו זה למעלה תחילת הנתיב saying on the beginning of this section we explained כי הנשמה והתורה הם שייכים זה לזה לכך אם אינו שומר האחד הוא התורה הקדוש ברוך הוא נותן ממנו השני if he's not keeping and guarding to keep to and to do all the Torah so the Kodesh Baruch Hu will take him his soul ורבי ישמעאל הוסיף לומר משל הוא למי שמסר ציפור דור לחברו so רבי ישמעאל gave the example of the two friends that he's giving his parrot or it's not parrot but ציפור דור לחברו קרא התורה ציפור דרור בשביל כי הציפור דרור אין מקבל את מרות להיות תחת האדם והוא ציפור השמיים פורח באוויר השמיים this is a specific kind of birds which are running away his whole time needs environment needs space big space it cannot be in cage yes so דומה לזה התורה similar to that the Torah כי התורה היא נבדלת מן האדם because it Torah is separated from the person when התורה תחת האדם the Torah is not under him כמו שיש שאר קנייני האדם שהם תחת רשות האדם let's say if I'm going to buy a car so the car belongs to me yes I can decide to sell it I can decide where to put that where when to use that when not yes but the Torah is uncontrolled like the bird which is flying over all around needs the space and if I'm not the bird if the Torah is the same if I'm not keeping repeating the Torah I will forget that also person might lose his knowledge his life and the holiness which comes on his soul אבל התורה שהיא מן השמיים so also is another point of view that the Torah was given from heaven so that's why it's totally similar the Torah דומה לציפור דור לגמרי similar to the birds which are flying on the sky ומפני כי הציפור דור הזה אינו מקבל מרות צריך יותר לשמירה שלא יפרח מן האדם because of the fact that this kind of bird is not accepting to be controlled by someone else he is refusing to be like like slave of the person. So the same, that's why you should keep that much more, that you won't lose it. The same thing, the Torah. Kach ha-Torah. מפני שהשכל הנבדל אינו עם האדם. It's not automatically knowledge. Let's say, if someone once knew how to drive or to ride bicycle, so even if that he won't have bicycle or car for a few years afterwards, if you will give him, he will be able again to drive or to ride. Why? Because this knowledge is already data in his brain. Yes? Or let's say someone was learning Luach HaKefil. So even if he won't use that for 1 year, it easily will come back to that. Why? Because that's you already having this knowledge. So that, but the Torah is not like that. Yes, even if you learned, you must repeat. Other way, you will lose that. וכמו מישהו נותן לעבדו ציפודו לשומרו, ואומר, אל תאמר שאני נותן ממך דמים. כי אין הדמים דומים ושווים לציפור דור, כי לחשיבותו אין דמים לו. רק הנשמה אני נותן ממך. Saying the, like someone that is giving his slave and commanding him, you must keep my beard. Yes, this beard which is flying all around. So don't, I'm warning you that when I will come back and if you won't have this beard that I gave you to keep for me, so I won't charge you just the monetary worth of that. I can take your soul. Yes? So that's why? Because that's worthless. That's very much more important. So that's why I will take your soul instead, because the soul also doesn't have monetary worth. וכן הוא אומר הקדוש ברוך הוא, same thing the קדוש ברוך הוא is telling us, שאם אין אתה משמר את התורה לחזור על התורה, if you are not keeping the Torah true, but how can I keep the Torah? It's not object, it's abstract, that's knowledge, that's data. By repeating, ומניח, you must repeat, you must לחזור על התורה. But if you will be מניח את התורה, leaving that, להסתלק מן האדם, you are letting the Torah be forgotten from you. הרי יש ליטול ממך נשמה, I should take your soul. כי אין הדבר הזה שהוא תורת השלמים קל. There isn't a monetary worth for the Torah. לפי מעלת התורה וחשיבותה, according to the importance of the Torah. לכן המאבד את התורה דבר חשוב. כמו זה, הקדוש ברוך הוא נוטל ממנו נשמתו. Yes? So, that's importance. There is More that is saying somewhere, I think More Boches, I don't remember where. Kol HaMlamed Davar, Kol HaMshaker Davar Metalmudo, Maseret Oves, Areze Metchayev Benafsho. Yes, you know this, Ma'amar Chazal, Kol HaMshaker Davar Metalmudo, Areze Metchayev Benafsho. So I remember that the commentators there explaining that he doesn't care to lose that. Yes, he's not trying to keep. No one cannot remember everything that he was learning, except of Reb Chaim Kanievsky that was repeating so many times. But at least I should try. If I'm making an effort, that will help partly. Yes? He also sometimes looking, searching, takes him 5-10 minutes sometimes. Yes? But he's making, he's trying to learn a lot of hours. That helps. ואתה, אוי לנו כי נתפסנו על זה, כי לומדים מהלכה על מנת שתשתכח. איי, 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 איי. Saying, השם ישמור, that these days he's complaining about his generation.
Wow, my time.
Saying that some people learning aloche in order to forget that. Why? Because they're not repeating never. So that makes it be forgotten. וכבר בערנו פחיתת הדור למעלה בפרק שני. וכבר בעוונותינו הרבים מותרה להם הדבר היתר גומר, עד שאין אחד מבקש דבר זה עוד. So he's saying it's become so common that no one is not trying to keep the Torah not forgetting. ואילו נמצאו אנשים מעטים אחד מאלף, הייתה נחמה באילו מעטים. אבל שלא יהיה נמצא אחד מני אלף, על דבר זה אני בוכייה, איני יורדה מים. Saying, if you could find just 1-2 thousand, so okay, at least that's a bit comfort, but I can't find even one tufazen that is trying to learn. So I'm crying. He's using posuk on Eicha. My eyes dropping waters. Yes, al shever kvod vod haTorah. That's like destruction of the appreciation for the Torah. Nishbarti kadarti hechizkat nishama. I was broken and darkness and I'm feeling lonely. V'karov v'enai el ma she'amru she'yoshev v'misiram melibo. Is that similar to someone that even trying to forget that? Why? Because not repeating, of course, that will cause that you will forget. V'af im eno kan kach alo tzatoira tzach shmira kmo shuzkar kan. Even if he would like to remember, but if you know that you must keep that, so repeat. V'anu umdim chas v'sholem ba'onesh hazeh ad shadorot ha'elu shinu derech harishonim ve'en holchim b'ikvotam. שעיקר התורה אתה בפיהם ובלשונם, ואתה עושה דבר זה מאיתנו לגמרי. So he's saying we are not following the way of the previous generations, and that's why we are not remembering. So I will stop here, but I will tell you what I heard once, that there was between Gaon Mivilna and his major student, maybe, Reb Chaim Mivolozhin. As you know, the first regular normal yeshiva was Yeshivat Volozhin. Yeah, that was established by Reb Chaim Mivolozhin after he was advising with the Gaon Mivilna. So, and they were Chavruse. So once Reb Chaim Mivolozhin came to the Gaon Mivilna, but he wasn't so happy like every day. And the Gaon Mivilna noticed that he's pressed. So he asked him, what happened today? So he said, I haven't got time, enough time to repeat what we learned yesterday. So he said, okay, first repeat, and afterwards we will continue learning. He repeated 101 times on something that they learned the day before, and afterwards it started. So that's unhuman, the generosity of Gaon Mivilna and Reb Chaim Mivolozhin. We cannot even imagine. Yes, the Gaon Mivilna, as it said, not only knew the Torah. It's not someone has a memory of picture, as if that's in front of him that he can read word by word. Gaon Mivilna could say Ashrei from the opposite side to the beginning, from the end, the last word, and back. Yes, that's different level of knowledge. Yes, and even he understood that there is need even for genius people like Reb Chaim Mivolozhin to repeat, and he repeated not like us 4, 5, 6 times, he repeated hundreds at once. So I hope I will do part of what I'm speaking about. Thank you very, very, very much.